K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer. Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. The latest in all K-State sports, Kansas State University here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host lives, Eddie Greer the third. Here, and of course, before I get into the my reaction of the marathon that I took part of over the weekend, or I should say by now, last weekend, as I record this podcast, middle of the week on Wednesday, December 14th. Let's keep Leach fam in your prayers at this very time. So there is that with the sad news yesterday of Mike Leach passing. Yesterday, the talented head coach who really opened the game of college football as well. So you want to keep the fam in your prayers at this time. And obviously, all college football is definitely affected by this news. And being a fan of college football definitely was very, very sad to learn about that. So definitely keep the fam in your prayers at this very time. I know that's the bowl season. That's the least worries right now, but that's I figure to keep on mentioning that throughout the week as well. All right, so where was I at? Yes, last weekend, Dallas, Texas, for the BMW Dallas Marathon. This is the postcast edition of the podcast, EG3 style. And I don't think... let's start this off. I don't know how I pulled... I still don't know how I pulled off a 3:05. 3 hours, 5 minutes, 4 seconds was the time that I came across the line in last weekend in Dallas, which was a slightly surprise. A good surprise. Not a bad surprise. A good surprise, given the fact that I was... Man, I was bleep hurting throughout most of that race. And I don't think, out of all the marathons I've ran, this is the 7th one. 7 for 7. So I got that 7 for 7 in the marathon game. So there's that. I don't think in all the marathons, maybe for a fact of Eisenhower a little bit, the one that I really, really, or I should say this course screwed the pooch on that one. It really was kind of hurting late in that one. I've never been through a marathon I was hurting the whole time. Last Sunday was it for sure. I don't know what was going on, and I sure know how to pick these races this year. 2022, my majority of my races, overcast, rainy, misty, whatever you want to call it. I know the three big ones in particular, Bill Snyder, a half marathon here in town, here in Manhattan, Kansas, one of the bigger ones in town for the spring, with a nasty ass headwind, 30 mile an hour headwind. You're running into that. I somehow run a fast time in that as well. Went for that damn win. I could have ran sub 120 there for sure, but you just never know with the weather conditions on race day. You just don't know. Just like New York City. You expect cooler weather, and all of a sudden you get summer temps. yeah, so you got to make adjustments on the fly there. And, of course, Oklahoma City a month earlier than that was crappy-ass weather there as well, which ran terrible at the race as well. Overcast again, drizzly, and then, of course, the night before, it rained. Thunder, I think it was, if I remember, I think it was... let's see. No, wait a minute. Yeah, it was like tornadoes and whatnot. I was down there for an entire weekend. I think it was Friday. I want to say it was Friday. It was tornadoes and whatnot. Yeah, because I got in there and all of a sudden, all the tornado sirens go off and whatnot. And then it rains again on Saturday night as well. So then you wake up to overcast, and then actually no, it was raining again actually on race day as well. Slowed down a little bit, but it was rainy then, rainy, misty, overcast, and it pretty much stayed like that until I left the state of Oklahoma and went and drove home with sunny skies. What is going on? And of course, same thing here on last Sunday, right? Was there for a tie weekend. Got down there Friday afternoon. Did a little sightseeing. And then, because in OKC, I did sightseeing the day before. I seemed to pay the price on race day there. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But this was by far better than OKC. I will take it for what it's worth there as well. Because this slides now in the number two hole for a fastest marathon for me. It's fastest is still 302. And I keep thinking to myself, how did I run a 302 close to a sub-3 marathon 4 or 5 years ago? This was in Ohio. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in all the documentary of the Road to Dallas edition, which is officially a come to a close. But if you want to go back and listen to the lead-up all the way through this postcast, definitely make sure, feel free to check it out along with the rest of the K-State coverage as well. But I just, I'm still mind-boggled by the 302. I'm even a little bit more mind-boggled by the 305 because I was hurting after first 10K of that race. For whatever reason, I just didn't have any left. But somehow, grit is the name of this marathon for me, for sure, because I for sure felt some pain. I think it was a little bit after the first 5K of that race, my right quad started to hurt a little bit, and then after crossing a little bit towards mile 7, my left quad started to give away a little bit as well. So it was, from a running standpoint, very, very painful. I tell you that much. Given the fact that, you know, what I've trained for, now probably the reason, probably because of that, maybe a little too fast. I'll admit it, because I was looking at my watch at one point. I think it was mile 2. I was going 6:58. I'll have a debrief with my coach tomorrow night. I'm pretty sure she has all the splits, or she might have the main split was 7-minute pace. So if that has to be like that now, going back to that same spin 4 or 5 years ago when I put down that stunning 302 in a much, I think for me, that was a much more hillier course on the Air Force Base out there in Ohio. I can't think of the name right now, but I thought that was a lot more tougher. Got a lot more hills out there, up there than this one. But this one sneaks up on you. And shout out to all the people that put on this event down there. This gets slept on. And a ton of people ran this race there over the weekend. And yeah, everyone focuses on Boston. Yeah, Boston. We want to go there and all that. Chicago, New York, and Siam. That's what everybody focuses on. But you gotta give Dallas sneaks up there. And everybody uses Dallas as trying to get themselves qualified, and whatnot. Now the qualifying thing, now the applications for these races, Boston, Chicago, I've already looked, they've already closed. So you gotta run a race marathon way before the fall schedule, before November comes out. Because both those applications are in November. So you gotta run a race before that. And I was thinking of races already prior to this Dallas Marathon. I have a few ideas. I have a few that I've circled, but I haven't signed up for any of them yet, and I'm not going to share those at this time. I'm going to keep them to myself at this very time. But yeah, I mean, Dallas is very sneaky with elevations and everything else, especially around White Rock Lake. Damn that thing! That lake is huge. I kind of knew it's going to be twice as long than Ford and Ford Lake out here, Tuttle Creek, or what do you want to call it, Ford Lake or Ford River, whatever. I'm gonna go ahead and say Tuttle. It's part of Tuttle Creek. It's a five mile course, part of the Little Apple Marathon, where you got to run four loops, a little bit over that, and whatnot. But yeah, it was. I didn't think I was gonna make it. Going through the half, I was actually okay because I made the adjustment later on in that first half of the race. Well, okay, I really need to check in here and really make sure I'm here to the end. So I got through the half marker right at 1:30, right where I wanted to be. at, or I want to be a tad faster than that, but it really hurt to go that fast. I don't know. I mean, it hurt worse than the half marathon. It hurt worse than both half marathons, really, this year. The Bill Snyder half, and then, of course, the race before this one, Prairie Fire half. Yeah, what I did. It hurt worse than that one. I couldn't put a finger on it. Why? And I'm pretty sure maybe I went out too fast because the start was really squirrely, trying to find a rhythm. And maybe if there's one big thing that I'll go back and do over, I would have stuck with the 130 pick guy, folks, because I was really working with them, except for several others that I don't know what some people were even doing, especially when coming to the water stop. That's a whole other discussion there on that. But absolutely, I mean, it was a lot of grit in that second half of that race. Mile 20, absolutely, I knew it. Not mile 20, steep hill. Yep, yep. That kind of stayed the stage there for last. Got up there, I said, nope, I can't come up here like that. Needed a break for the quads a little bit. I basically fast walked up the rest of that hill. It wasn't that far to go. Fast walked that hill, and even that, I was still catching a couple people that were in front of me. That's pretty sad. And well, eventually, I passed all of them towards the end of that race there. So that's says a lot where I was doing, where I was at, and I ended up stop. I know I stopped again a little later on, like two more miles, and then I didn't stop again throughout that race. So that to run that exact time like that, and I'm not going to I have no regrets to stop it because I was hurting really bad. So come through the line, 3:05, 3 hours, 5 minutes, 4 seconds. I was very happy with that time. And that's basically 10 minutes faster, or a little over 10 minutes faster than the spring marathon I did OKC there, where I really bonked. I don't want to say bonk, but didn't have it for whatever reason in that race. So yeah, I mean, to do probably the 2 duos that start, because you're trying to dodge folks and people shouldn't be up in the front, whatnot, be up there, and you're trying to run over people. Almost ran over someone. So yeah, it was, I think for me early on, trying to find a nice comfort rhythm early on, it kind of cost me a little bit there, but ended up passing a lot of folks there. I did get passed too, so it's a lot of seesawing. But to come home 77th out of over 1900 runners, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. So that shows right there, that shows some heart right there. That's all I got. I felt like I left everything out there on that course. There were a few 2 adjustments, yes. Probably would have started with the 130 group, which is the half marathon, folks, because they're probably obviously running the half marathon at 130. You know, you can. I know I can run 130. I run sub 130s for half, so well under 130s there was. So I know if I can stick with them, then I'll be okay. And I ended up passing the Pacers back coming toward a split. I think it was a little bit after mile 9. There where the course splits off in a different directions. So, but yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more than that. Will I love to get it? Figure out the secret sauce to getting sub 3 eventually. Eventually, and maybe hanging back a little bit, being a little bit more conservative, maybe this recipe for that. And probably going back to that 302 that I put down several years ago, I held back a little bit some before charging through the field. And I don't know, I'd probably say that's still the best marathon yet, given the time, it matches with the time, because I felt really, really good compared to this one. This one, I mean, the 307 last fall in KC, that wasn't that much painful. It wasn't that painful at all. Maybe towards the end a little bit, but I didn't feel like that. I did not feel like that in KC last year. Pulling that 307 there, I stopped toward the end. If I didn't stop, I would have probably put down that 305 again, or even maybe faster than that. But I was just relieved to get across that line, because I could not go any further than that. So Yeah, so to come back home with that I was proud of that time. I can't. There's no complaints here. Yes, eventually, like everybody else who haven't get sub three, I want to get it at some point. But it's gonna have to wait another year to get that. I am hoping. Oh, the plan for me going forward, at least marathon wise, is probably just do one next year, and it kind of fits right on in, right in the middle of the year. So. That's tending the plan there, and maybe I know in the back of my mind I want to do another 50K, and it's probably going to come up here really quickly here when the new year shapes along here, but I have no complaints over it. And shout out real fast before we wrap this up here, Leslie. Leslie and her family relatives, she mainly stuck with me the whole entire post race. When I say I was hurting, all caps, I was hurting pretty bad. I was emotionally messed up there, and she could have easily went on with her day. And she didn't run the marathon; she ran the half. But she could have easily just went on about her business. But for whatever reason, she had the audacity to check on me how I was feeling, and she sat with me through the whole post race. It ended up being a little longer than I wanted to be, but that's okay, because hey, you never know who you're gonna meet out in this world. So I was very, very, very thankful for that, and very appreciative of her for doing that, for sticking with me, and being moved to three different locations, me in wheelchair. I'm a little embarrassed by that, but hey, when you leave everything out on the table, I guess you're supposed to be like that afterwards. So, but shout out to Leslie for just hanging out, and really, I kind of paid her back a little bit there, just sticking around and making sure her family friend also finished the half. I think it was the half as well. On that as well, so I paid her back, paid the dude debt back a little bit there on that one as well. Got back to Manhattan a little late, but hey, that's all right there as well. So I definitely want to reach out to her, give her a shout out on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition postcast marathon style before I wrap this up. So that meant a lot right there. I mean, I'm never going to forget that moment there as well. But the race itself, it was good despite feeling really hurt through really most of that race. I don't know how I did that. I really don't. So very encouraged by that, but eventually secret sauce, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm right there, but I'll be debriefing with my coach tomorrow night about the same things, maybe a little bit more as I continue to just reflect a little bit more about this race and what to do for the next one. So there will be more. At least one marathon next year. Because I want to do another 50K. That's an ultra for next year. But that's beside the point. That's a wrap for another edition of this postcast BMW Dallas Marathon style 77th top 100. Hell yeah, 3:05:44 seconds. That's what I'm talking about. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Appreciate all that have downloaded and listened to this documentary, Road to Dallas, all fall semester long. I'm about to come up with another one. Well, once I get signed up for another race here, coming up here when the new calendar year rolls around in a couple of weeks here as well. So definitely keep you advised on that as well. So big thank you to yous, and definitely if this is your first time on the Pro Project Podcast, yes, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all about Kansas State athletics, what's happening around there. Football, all state Sugar Bowl prep continues there for the football team. Basketball, getting ready for some weekend basketball action through men's and women's basketball there as well. So tennis, getting some big recruits yesterday. I recorded that yesterday. That's gonna be out this weekend. And this will be out on Friday morning, just ahead of the episode 135 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, as well as me and of course Alex Aiden. So definitely, if it's your first time, you like what you hear, subscribe, do all that type of stuff. tell your K-State friends about the Purple Project Podcast. We will talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Talk to y'all on the next edition.